Glory to God. We welcome you to podcast 41 of Setting the Standard of God's Excellence in Our Lives. My name is Pastor Helen Price. As we begin today's podcast, I pray that God's grace, mercy, and compassion will abound greatly on behalf of you and your loved ones, and that God Himself this day will meet you and yours at the point of your need, whatever that need might be. In the last few podcasts, our key verse of study has been 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4 through 7, where we are exhorted to remember that the precious Holy Spirit can and will move in many different ways to meet the healing and spiritual needs of the people of God. Today, we want to focus and build our faith in the compassion and mercy of God. Psalms 145 and verse 8 and 9 says, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works." In the Old and New Testament, the Hebrew and Greek word for compassion is the same word used for mercy. So when we read about the mercy of God, it is talking about the compassion of God. It is very important that we get a good understanding of the mercy and compassion of God and of His willingness to move on our behalf. Then we will not hesitate to do what Hebrews 4 and verse 16 says. We will come boldly to God's throne of grace to obtain mercy and compassion first, and then find the grace to help in time of need. We saw previously in Luke 7, 12 through 13, when Jesus came upon the funeral of a widow's only son, the word of God says He had compassion on the widow and raised her son from the dead. Then in Matthew 9 and verse 36, when Jesus saw the crowds, He was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were helpless like sheep without a shepherd. In Matthew 14 and verse 14, again, when Jesus saw a large crowd, He had compassion on them and healed their sick. In Matthew 20 and verse 34, two blind men cried out to Jesus. He had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately they received their sight and followed Him. In Mark 1 verse 40 through 41, a man with leprosy came to Jesus and begged Him on his knees, "If you're willing, you can make me clean." And again, Jesus was moved with compassion and reached out His hand and touched the man. He told him, "I am willing, be clean." And the leper was healed immediately. In Mark 6 and verse 34, when Jesus came and saw a large crowd, He had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Because of His compassion, His mercy, He began teaching them many things. In Mark 8 and verse 2, Jesus said, "I have compassion on the multitude because they have not been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat." It was here because of His compassion that He miraculously fed the multitude. In Mark 10, verse 46 through 52, blind Bartimaeus is famously known as one who persistently cried out, "Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." The people around him told Bartimaeus to shut up, to hold his peace, but he continued to cry out, "Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still, called Bartimaeus to Him, and asked him, what did he want? He told Jesus he wanted to see. Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. We see that because of the mercy and compassion of God, He meets the healing and spiritual needs of His people. How great is that? As we end this broadcast today, may you continue to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, and may His standard of excellence be set in every area of your life. Remember that the word of God says in Romans 10, 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This day, if you're not sure of your salvation, please say with me, "Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and life. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that God raised you from the dead. I repent of all my sins. I give my heart and life to you. Lord, I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to baptize and fill me to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power to witness, serve, and to love." Now, if you prayed that prayer with me, according to Acts 20 and verse 32, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are set apart in Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you today.